Welcome. There we go. So welcome, everybody. We're glad you can make it to the vendor conference. My name is Joy Nielsen Loomis, and I am the transit superintendent for Ozaukee County Transit Services and Washington County Transit Services. So we're here in Washington County today, as Washington County is taking the lead on this procurement. And Don is here also from Washington County, and Steve from Ozaukee County to help answer some of the more technical questions. And Roy Hartman is here with me, although he just stepped out, and he is our procurement manager. So I'm going to start by just giving you a little bit of an overview of this procurement that we have today. Why don't we go ahead and introduce our vendors who are here. You just introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Derek Plato, Director of Business Development for TripMaster, which the company name is CTS Software.
Great. Hi, my name is Asta, and I'm joining from Connecticut, but I represent HPSS Connect Corp, based out of Lowell, Massachusetts. My colleague Jack is also here with me under the name Cheryl. Yeah, so Jack's with me here, and we may have a couple of more team members join. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack, under the name Cheryl, but I'm with HBSS Connect.
And any other vendors?
Ishita also represents HBSS.
Okay. So she's still connecting to audio. All right, well, thank you. So we're going to start just by going over a little bit of an overview, quick overview of what we're planning to do here, and then leave most of the time for vendor questions. So I am going to share my screen. So you are joining us for the TRAN 2135 routing and dispatch software procurement. So this is our official vendor conference for it. We will not have another conference, but we will have a couple rounds of questions and we'll be able to answer. So this is a joint procurement for Washington County and Ozaukee County Transit Services. And because it's a joint procurement, it will result in contracts for both counties. So Washington County and Ozaukee County are suburban and rural counties that border, or in the Milwaukee Metropolitan Statistical Area. So we kind of border the urban area of Milwaukee. So each county currently operates a federally funded shared ride taxi service. And we have mandatory reporting as separate entities. So we're operating this in-county service separately from each other. Our shared ride taxi is open to the general public and paratransit services. As we're operating right now, both of those services require advanced reservations. So usually at least one day ahead of time to guarantee a ride. We also have a pilot program that is in place right now that's offering cross-county trips between Ozaukee and Washington counties. As it's set up right now, it is a drop-off service. So like the Washington County Transit will drop someone off in Ozaukee County and then they will have to deadhead back. This pilot program is in place through April of next year. And if it's successful, we will be continuing it because we found that there is a fairly decent need for transportation between the two counties. So each county also operates a commuter bus service. But it is not included as part of the needs for this RFP. So future services that we're looking at in the next few years, the most important one is turning our shared ride taxi service into more of an on-demand service, or offering at least the on-demand option. You know, we do have calls for same-day service, we're able to meet about 90% of those calls, but you know, we still are technically require advanced reservations. So we are also, especially in Ozaukee County, looking at a flex route bus system to operate in more of the suburban parts of the county. This is something that's in the long-term planning for the county in the next 3 years. We would also be interested in looking at a single fare system to share between the two counties, especially as the pilot is going on. It might be something, you know, if it gets extended, we'd look at a single fare system. Right now, we have two fare systems, and it requires two different punch cards to go between the two county services. At this time, we are not interested in an app to access the services. A lot of our riders are in their 80s, and we've had some surveys and some research going on about if they'd be interested in an app, and so far it's come back a resounding no, that they just don't want to use it. So as we see generational shifts in our ridership, you know, it may be something that comes up, and I'm sure the future of transportation is more mobile like that, but at this time we're not interested. There is some urgency to this procurement. Our current software system has been unable to consistently provide accurate mileage and fare information for the cross-county service. So the new software, we're requiring it to be tested and implemented by the end of January next year, but really the sooner the better. If you have a product that can be stable and implemented and tested earlier than that, we would like to know. And that's really the overview of what we're providing. We did have quite a bit of information in the RFP about our two services. So I really would just like to open it up to questions.
Excellent. If you don't mind, I'll jump in first. This is Derek with CTS Software. Thank you for that overview, and thank you for holding this meeting. It really is helpful for us to put together a proposal to meet the requirements. I do have some questions here. I reviewed the document that you guys put together, very thorough, very detailed, and thank you for that. It looks like it might have been a typo, and I just want to get clarification on it, because there's a feature that we offer that we price based on the number of trips that are performed. And on page 7, you don't have to really reference this. And by the way, all these questions I will send you in writing as well. So just for documentation purposes, but there was reference to Washington County doing 52,600 rides a year. And then with Ozaukee County, it was listed as 72,200 riders. So was that supposed to be rides or riders that you service?
That is supposed to be rides.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I figured that was the case, but just for clarification on that. And also with your fleet of 30 vehicles for Washington and 28 for Ozaukee, how many of those vehicles are used on a daily basis? So that's your fleet, right? But how many are actually active on a day-to-day basis?
We only keep two spares per county. So you know, we have on peak days, we've got 28 vehicles going out in Washington County and 26 in Ozaukee County.
Perfect. Okay. And between, either combined or separate from Washington County and Ozaukee, how many office personnel are you going to be looking to have access to the software?
So that's a good question. So we have, we contract out. So I actually don't even need access to the software, but we have two managers managers in both counties who need it. And then about 8 dispatchers in both counties that would need access to the service.
Okay. Now, the big question is, this is a little bit unique because you guys have two systems, two operations happening, all being in one particular procurement. Are you guys looking for one database that both counties can operate within, or are you looking at two separate databases that you guys operate differently that you're just doing through this particular joint procurement?
So we are looking for one database. It needs to be able to separate the services between the two counties.
Okay. Yep. Not a problem. That's perfect on that. So that answers a lot of those questions that fall underneath that. I won't even need to go into detail about that. There was reference on page 14 to service zones, boundaries, ADA services, and being able to identify that on a map, right? With either shape files or map overlays. Are those shape files or map overlays, which are sometimes considered JSON files, is that something that you guys have on hand that has already been created, or would those service areas or map overlays need to be created by the vendor?
I'm going to defer, I think, to Dawn on this one.
Yeah, and I think we're actually going to have to defer to Eric on that, our GIS manager. So, Derek, you said that you're going to submit those in writing, and Roy, I would be glad to get that answer from Eric for you.
Perfect.
I don't want to answer it incorrectly. Okay. So, yeah, we do have GIS managers on staff. So,
sounds good. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
We do have a few questions, but I'll be emailing them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is there any interest in having to sample like a software agreement from the vendors provided with our proposals for you guys to look at? Would that be something that you guys would want included?
Yes, that would be helpful if you could submit your proposed agreement with the RFP.
All right, sounds good. And then I didn't see an actual cost proposal form.
Yeah.
So is it, did I miss that, or is that true that I didn't see an actual form?
We did not supply an actual form. We did list out what we want you to submit with the cost proposal. Okay. So as long as you identify and submit everything that we're asking for or any other offers that you may have, that's what we're looking for.
Perfect. No, that's great. We appreciate that because It's so hard to really piece it all together if it's just so many ways to do it. With that being said, on the cost proposal form, would you accept two different pricing structures if a vendor offers two different pricing structures? So legitimately like two different quotes based on formatting or way that we can price our software. Let me put it this way. Let me ask the question again. And I think HBSS actually does the same thing. So that's why I don't have a problem asking this question.
That was actually one of the questions I just typed in about the cost proposal. Can we submit one pricing, or because we do not have a standard cost pricing usually that we get for RFPs, like the breakdown that they need in what format. So that's why that was one of my questions as well. So Derek actually has the same question as I do.
Yeah.
How would it look different? What's different about the pricing structures?
Sure. I'll kind of explain to you on our side real quick, and then maybe there's something different with HBSS. But so we have what we consider a standard pricing option, which is what you're accustomed to with any software that you're ever going to see. And that is there's a cost upfront for software and services and licensing. And then there's an ongoing monthly or annual service fee, right? That's pretty standard. The second option is what we consider a SaaS pricing model, which is software as a service, which eliminates any cost upfront for software, and you pay it a higher or more costly monthly or annual fee.
So Roy, yes, we should see both from both of them.
Yes.
Very good.
And as long as we have both of them doing that, there's still a comparison to be able to do. If you get SaaS pricing from one and then set up and maintenance structured pricing from another, you're going to have a hard time being able to dissect that enough to understand what's behind that. So Yes.
Sure.
You need to know full investment, you know, over a full year or 4 years or whatever it is that you're pricing out. But yes, yes, both should be okay. And if both of you produce it, that's great.
Very good. Yep, that's perfect. And then as far as just optional features and modules that we may offer that are not being requested in the proposal, I know you guys already said that an app is not of interest, so obviously we'll leave that off. But if there's other features that we do offer, would you just like those listed as optional, kind of priced out a little bit separately? So you could, in fact, include those if you felt the interest, but just to make sure that your apples, you know, apples to apple comparison is true, should we stick to the actual requirements you guys are asking for?
Yes. So stick to the actual requirements so we're able to compare it, and any optional things, we would still like to see that with just an estimate. So what we're looking for is really a long-term software that we can use. So, you know, as we grow as transit agencies, we expect our need to be growing, and we may, you know, add additional things later on. So it would be good to know what you currently offer and what you see you could be offered in the future.
Wonderful. Excellent. So those are all my questions. Thanks for entertaining them. And again, I will submit them in writing to you as well for documentation purposes.
I just posted two more questions. Is there a contract term that we have? Or do you wish to extend these services to paratransit in future?
So we would include paratransit with it.
Okay.
Because paratransit is part of our service. It is, you know, both public and paratransit. And the contract's term, we're looking at a minimum of 3 years, with extension. So we had it in there, correct? About how many years?
Yeah, I believe it was for 3 years with options, options to extend it out longer term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that would be ongoing. Okay, and then I saw your other question, testing and installation is expected to be separate for both counties.
Yeah, we are, you answered that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We may have a few other questions, but I'll be emailing them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, any final questions or comments? No.
If I could just chime in quick, when you submitting the RFPs, just make sure, as noted in there, that you sign off on all the federal requirements, your sign-off sheets towards the end of the document. When you're submitting that, we are obviously looking for these to be submitted hard copy, which is noted in there. And emailed questions, if you could look on page 4, item number 10, there's an email there. If you could email me all your questions and I can gather them and put them in an addendum format and get them back out on DemandStar for you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for your time and your interest in this procurement. And that is all we have for today, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Great, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you all. Have a good day.